Okay, today's daf is Makos daf Chav Dalet. We are finishing up Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, Maseches Makos today. Ooh, just ran here. Okay, a whole 20 feet. Okay, we are holding on daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We are about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom of the page in daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We just went through the three Bate Dinim that had some sort of what did it say that you had a Ruach HaKodesh. In the Beis Din itself, we tried to disprove that there was Ruach HaKodesh. We tried to prove there was Ruach HaKodesh. We disproved that there was Ruach HaKodesh. And then we said it must be that there's some sort of tradition that there was Ruach HaKodesh, even though it's not something that's necessarily provable. So right now, we're actually not 7 lines from the... we're 4 lines from the bottom of the page. We're at the 2 dots. Darash Rav Simlai, one of the most famous memros in all of Shas, probably. Darash Rav Simlai, Sheish Meos V'Shalosh Esrei Mitzvos Nemrula L'Moshe. That there were 613 mitzvos given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shalosh Meos V'Shishim V'Chamesh Lavin K'minyan Mosachama. There were 365 Los Haseis, equivalent to the number of days in the solar calendar. U'Masayim V'Arbayim V'Shmona Esrei K'neged Evar V'Shal... U'Masayim... V'arbayim u'shmona asei k'neged evarim shel adam. There are 248 mitzvos asei corresponding to the evarim in the human body. Amar Rav Hamnuna, micro, what's the pasuk that indicates that this is so, that there are 613 mitzvos? Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha. Torah, the gematria, shishmei avachat tzrei havi. Torah, the gematria of Torah is 611. Anochi v'lo yelach v'mipi ha'gvur shamanim. And the first two of the Asaras Hadibros we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe, Torah tzivalana Moshe, 611 Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. The other two, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give us, but we got directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how we arrive at the number 613. Okay, a number of issues over here. First of all, the idea that there are 613 mitzvos is the premise for many, many great Sfarim in the history of the Jewish people. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, Bahag Sefer HaMitzvos, the Chinuch Sefer HaMitzvos, all the Sefer HaMitzvos start with the premise that there are 613 mitzvos, and they then try to figure out exactly what those 613 are. The Ramban, in his Hasagos to the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, his very first Hasaga is, how do you know that there are in fact 613 mitzvos in the Torah? Well, because there's one Memra of an Amora at the end of Maseches Makos. This is the only place in all Shas that it ever says that there are 613 mitzvos. And the Ramban brings Raya after Raya that it's not necessarily so that there are 613 mitzvos in the Torah. The Ramban writes that, for instance, the Ramban writes that, for instance, in Maseches Sota, you have a machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, regarding three mitzvos, whether they are a reshus or a chova, regarding three issues, whether they are in fact a mitzvah, or it's just a reshus, just something you could do. Lo yitama, the fact that a kohen is allowed to become tamei to a relative. Reshus or chova. So machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, at the beginning of Maseches Sota. So the Ramban points out, the Gemara never says, well, wait a second, if you hold its reshus, so obviously you're going to be missing three mitzvos from your cheshbon of 613. So which three are you going to then add into your cheshbon of 613? The Gemara never even thinks along those lines. And also, if it's the minyan mitzvos is given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, so every time there's a machlokas in the Gemara about anything that's a mitzvah or not a mitzvah, the Gemara should always follow it through with, okay, if you hold this isn't a mitzvah, well, what is then? What are you going to replace it with? So therefore, the Ramban says that this memra of Rabbi Simlai is not agreed upon by everybody. It is subject to machlokas. Rabbi Simlai counted the mitzvos based on his own idea of what mitzvos are, and he came to the number 613, and then he developed this memra that 613 corresponds to something. But that's why we don't find throughout Shas that they ask on somebody, how can you say this is not a mitzvah, that is a mitzvah, what are you going to do with 613? The Ramban doesn't think that there necessarily have to be 613 mitzvos in the Torah. That's Aleph. Beis, these specific numbers that we say, 365 days of the solar calendar, 248 evarim in a person, what does that have to do with anything? Why are those numbers significant? Why are the days of a solar calendar significant? The evarim of a person significant specifically when it comes to mitzvos lo saseh and mitzvos saseh respectively? So the Aruch Lener writes that dafka the lo saseh are tali biyamim and the aseh are tali be'evarim. because the Mishnah we just did recently, we just did yesterday, says that Kol Yoshev Ubatal Me'Aveira Nosel Moschar Ka'osa Mitzvah. That when a person observes a losaseh by not doing an Aveira, he gets schar as if he's doing a mitzvah. Now, how much schar do you get? Well, it depends how much time you spend being Yoshev Ubatel. Obviously, if you're Yoshev Ubatel Shah Achas from a Los Asay, so there's very little schar. If you're Yoshev Ubatel for a long time from a Los Asay, meaning you refrain from doing a Los Asay for a much longer time, so then it's much more schar. So it turns out that the schar for mitzvahs Los Asay is time dependent. So what do we associate the 365 Los Asays with? Days, time. We associate it with time of with days of the year. As opposed to by mitzvah saseh, it's not time dependent, it's maisa dependent, it's action dependent. How does one get schar for a mitzvah saseh? By doing. So when it comes to mitzvah saseh, what do we associate it with, says the Oracle Ner? We associate it with the evarim shel adam, with a person's body, with a person's ability to go and to do. The Rivan over here on the side of the Gemara says that the idea of 248 mitzvah sasei is keneged evarav shel adam, because each aver has its own mitzvah sasei. So the Maral Chidush Agadol says, well, if that's true, the Gemara should have counted the mitzvah lo sasei also including the evarav shel adam, because that's also each, if every aver of a human body should have some sort of mitzvah associated, not only the mitzvah sasei, and also there are a lot of evarim that have nothing to do with mitzvahs really, that don't really do anything, that aren't, meaning they may serve some function in the human body, but they certainly don't perform any mitzvahs. So he explains that the mitzvahs, the Maral explains that the mitzvahs that were given to Klal Yisrael are in order for a person to achieve some sort of milo, in order for a person to achieve a higher level. And therefore, the minyan evarav shel adam is the tikkun adam v'shleimuso, says the Maral. That the reason that the number of mitzvahs aseh relates to the evarav shel adam is to indicate that if a person wants to achieve shleimus, if a person wants to be complete, they get involved in mitzvahs, and that's how we achieve completion. One more ha'ara over here, the Gemara said, Torah tzivalonu Moshe, plus there are two more, Anochi v'lo yelecha. The Rambam counts Emunah b'Hashem as a mitzvah, right? So it makes sense. Anochi is one mitzvah, lo yelcha is another mitzvah. So that's how you can have 611 plus 2 is 613. The problem is that, and the Rambam's raya is from this Gemara. The problem is, not everyone, including the Bahag, does not count Anochi, does not count Emunah as a mitzvah. The Bahag thinks that Emunah can't be counted as a separate mitzvah. Emunah is not a mitzvah per se, it's rather the fundamental baseline upon the premise upon which every other mitzvah is built, because there's no such thing as a mitzvah without Emunah b'Hashem. So Emunah is not one of 613 mitzvahs, Emunah is the system. And then on that system, you have 613 mitzvahs. So the Bahag doesn't count Emunah b'Hashem is one of the mitzvahs. Aye, what do you do with our Gemara? The Gemara says there are 611 plus Anochi and Lo Yelecha, which sounds like that's 613. So he said, no problem. Anochi, the Ramban explains for the Bahag, Anochi is not b'chlal the minyan of mitzvahs, Lo Yelecha is two mitzvahs though. Right, he says that there are two mitzvahs in Lo Yelcha. Lo Yelcha and Lo Sasalcha. Both of them are the same idea of not making tzlamim, not making avodah zarah, not being ovid avodah zarah, but those are two mitzvahs. It's just Anochi v'lo Yelcha is true that we heard those two mipi agvura. First one is not a mitzvah. Second one is a mitzvah. We very often make that mistake of thinking the Aseres HaDibros are 10 mitzvahs. The Aseres HaDibros are not 10 mitzvahs. There are some Dibros that might not be a mitzvah at all. Well, only one actually, Anochi. And then there are many of the Aseres HaDibros that might be more than one mitzvah. In the Taryag Mitzvah Project, right, that they're putting out these books of the Taryag Mitzvahs. So the first volume was on the Ten Commandments. I think they had 16 mitzvahs in the Ten Commandments. It's not 10 mitzvahs. It's 10 Dibros, 10 headings or categories upon which all the rest of Torah can fit into, within which all the rest of Torah can fit in. Okay, says the Gemara. So we have these 613 mitzvahs. Once we mention the 613 mitzvahs, Ba David v'hem midan al achas asrei. David HaMelech came along and he narrowed it down to 11. And the Gemara is going to continue and say that Micha came and narrowed it down even further. Yeshayo came and narrowed it down to 6, and Micha came and narrowed it down to 3, and it's going to keep on going down in numbers. So we have to really understand this concept a little bit. What do you mean, David narrowed it down to 11? If you look at the Rivan, V'amidan al-chasasei, shebetchila yutzadikim, v'yuchalim l'kabal ol mitzvos harbe, that in the olden days, people were really good people, and they were able to observe all the mitzvos. Doros Achronim lo hayu tzaddikim kol kach. Right, the Rivan is where Rashi used to be. The Doros Achronim are not such great tzaddikim. V'im ba'ol lishmar kulin and kulan, if they were to try to observe all 613 mitzvos, ein lecha adam shazocha, no one's going to actually be able to accomplish that. Upa David ve'amidon alachasashe. So David HaMelech went and limited it down to 11. Kedesha yisku im yekaimu yuralf mitzvos alalu. That's why they kept on narrowing it down. They kept on whittling it down because people couldn't observe that many mitzvos anymore. If that's what the Rivan is saying, I've just translated the words, that's extremely difficult to understand. Well, because we become weaker, we're not chayiv in the mitzvos. David HaMelech really just knocked out 602 mitzvos and told us to only focus on 11. That seems to be a little bit difficult to understand. The Marsha asks, how could it be David HaMelech and people who come after Mishayahu and Micha and these great tzaddikim are mevatel all these other mitzvos? So the Marsha quotes that which the Ramah says, that it does not mean to say that if you're mekayim only these mitzvos, you already get olam haba. Because if that's true, then you have thereby gotten rid of the whole concept of schar va'onesh. What about onesh averos? What do you mean? These mitzvos is enough to get olam haba? No, rather what it means is, it used to be someone who's mekayim kol haTorah kula, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would help him from the Yetzer Hara. Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzer Hara, Baruch LaTorah Tavlin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Yetzer Hara, and he made a Torah full of mitzvos as the Tavlin for the Yetzer Hara. He's going to provide Siyata D'Shmaya to overcome the Yetzer Hara when you observe all of Torah. What David HaMelech did was he davened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should provide the Siyata D'Shmaya earlier on in the game. That it shouldn't be only once we achieve all 613 that that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is first going to kick in with the Siyata D'Shmaya. That we should have a basic commitment to certain general types of mitzvos, and once we have that commitment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us Siyata D'Shmaya to do all the other mitzvos. That's what he quotes from the Ramah. The Marsha then quotes from the Bala Ikrim a little bit differently. That rather the Bala Ikrim says that each of the Nevi'im was mischavin to make klalim, to make general categories, and through those categories one could then achieve the details within each category. So each of these times that we limit it to 11, to 6, they're trying to see how many basic categories we can fit all of Torah into and all of mitzvos into. So let's see, what did David do? So David knocked it down to 11, because the pasuk says Mizvel David Hashem Yagur Ba'alecha Miyashkon Bahar Kachecha Lech Tam Mufal Tzedek V'Dover Amis B'Vav Lo ragala l'shona lo asal rei ra v'cherpa lo nasal krovo nivze be'ein av nimas v'zirei Hashem yichabed nishva l'harav lo yomer kaspa lo nasal meneshach v'shochel anaki lo lakach ose ele lo yimot liolam. Good, that's what David said. Now we're going to take phrase by phrase and find the 11, right? So number one, Holech Tamim. What does Holech Tamim mean? Zavram. It means to have a certain sense of Tamimus, of following HaKadosh Baruch Hu without question, like Avram Avinu did. Avram Avinu didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but how could I leave my family? How could I do this? What's going to be? No, he just followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was Holech Tamim. So that's a reference to that's what Tamimus means. That's one of the 11 categories that one needs to observe. The Aruch Lener asks, what do you mean? They were trying to say that David HaMelech wanted to make it easier for us because instead of doing 613, so he wanted to focus on 11 things. So what's the first thing to focus on? Yeah, be like Avram Avinu. Now that should make it easier for you. So being like Avram Avinu is not exactly so easy. So Aruch Lener points out, it obviously doesn't mean to be a Tamim quite like Avram Avinu. That would be very, very difficult for most of us. It means to be a Tamim in general. And, to imitate that Midah of Avram Avinu, even if we're not going to be quite like Avram Avinu. Next one, Poel Tzedek, Kogon Alba Chilkiyahu. Poel Tzedek is similar to Abba Chilkiyahu, who was also Poel Tzedek. Who is Abba Chilkiyahu? So there's a Gemara Maseches Tainis, Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, that the Chachamim once sent to Abba Chilkiyo that he should daven that it should rain. And when they came, they found him that he was working in the field, and they said Shalom Aleichem to Abba Chilkiyahu, and he didn't respond to them because he was working, and he didn't want to steal from his employer even a single moment of his work time. By responding to their greeting. And that's a poet tzedek, that a poet, literally a worker, who was so righteous, that he was so medactic with his man, that he was a poet that he wouldn't steal even a moment of time in order to respond to the people that came to talk to him. So that is number two, that's poel tzedek. Number three, v'dover emes bilvavo, and speaks truth in his heart, kigon Rav Safra. That's like an example, the example of that is Rav Safra. Rivan over here says, what story happened with Rav Safra, which is dover emes bilvavo? So the Rivan fills us in, that from the she'iltos, that we have uvdud Rav Safra, ha'ilo chefetz echel limkar, u'ba'ad amechel lefanav b'shoa she'ikari kri. Rav Safra had an object to sell, and someone came to buy it from him right pumped when he was davening Kriya Shema. And the person said, I'll give you $100 for the object. Rav Safra didn't answer him because he's right in the middle of Shema. So the guy thought he didn't want to give it to him for that money. So what did he say? Okay, I'll give you $200 for it. Afterwards, Rav Safra says, no, you could have it for $100. I would have taken $100. I was just in the middle of Kriya Shema. So that's the Dover Emes Bilvavo. In his heart, he spoke truth. Lo Ragal Al Lashono, what's that? That someone who doesn't lie? Ze Yaakov Avinu. That's Yaakov Avinu. Dechsiv Ulayi Musheni Avi Vayisi Be'enav Kemisatea. That Yaakov Avinu was worried that his father would feel him and he would be exposed as a liar. So Yaakov Avinu wanted to avoid being a liar at all costs. It is a little bit interesting that when we want to prove that Yaakov Avinu was such an emistic a person, L'Ragal Al-Lashono, we bring up the pasuk of where he created the greatest deception that he did in his entire life when he deceived his father. There's a gorgeous Maritz Chiyus over here that I think I must have used in a drasha once before, with Maritz Chiyus quotes from the Vilna Gaon, I think. Maritz Chiyus writes over here, let me just find it. He writes over here, there it is. The Ragal Al Lashono, he says, Nir Ba'inai, Shamati Mechacham Echad. Oh, he just quotes from Chacham Echad, but this is, I think they say this from the Gra. Dine Kvar Yadanu, Depen Miyusad Bil Shonenu, Hechi Sharotze Shalo Yadavraze. He says there are two words in the Hebrew language that are very similar to each other. Pen and ulai. They both mean maybe, right? But pen means when you don't want something to happen. That's why when the Torah tells us not to do something, it says pen, lest you do this thing, meaning don't do it. Ulam ulai hunach bul shoneni hechi sharotza sheyavo adavarahu. Ulai means I want this to happen. Ulai also means maybe, but it means, oh, perhaps it could happen, as with excitement. And therefore, he says, you understand very well that the Chazal Darshan, Ulai lo tova isha lechas, Eliezer says to Avram Avinu, what do you mean I'm supposed to bring a woman from your family to marry not from your family. I'm supposed to find a woman to marry Yitzchak. Ulai, maybe the woman won't want to come. And Chazal Darshan Eliksiv. It says that what he meant by Ulai is, come on, can't you marry him off to my daughter? And everyone asks, where did Chazal get that idea that Eliezer wasn't being anything but the most faithful servant and planning on finding the right wife for Yitzchak rather than hoping for his own daughter? So says the Maritz Chayis, no, it's because he used the word ulai. Ulai means I hope this happens. Ulai, the woman doesn't want to come back. I hope my mission fails. So that's where Chazal said, obviously Eliezer was hoping his mission would fail so that his own daughter could marry Yitzchak. So he says, ulai chatu b'ni, meaning that he wants that sheyachdu al kolpana b'shogeg. And over here also, Yaakov was saying, ulai yimusheni avi, maybe my father will feel me. He was so uncomfortable deceiving his father, even though he knew that it was the right thing to do, and that Rivka was encouraging it, and that she was working up Yeruach HaKadosh also, and that was something that he had to do. He was so uncomfortable that he so didn't like the idea that he said, ulai yimusheni avi, not pen yimusheni avi, perhaps my father will feel me and he'll discover. And that's what he was hoping for. So that's the Maritz Chayis, and that's why the Gemara Dafka quotes this pasuk to show L'Ragal Al Hashona. Gorgeous Maritz Chayes. Okay, Loas L'Re'ehu Ra'a, Shelo Yeri L'um Nischaver, that a person shouldn't threaten his friend's business. V'cherpa Lo Nasa Al Krovo, Zah Makariv His Krovo, that's someone who's good to his relatives, he brings his relatives closer. Nivze Be'in of Nimas, Zah Chizkiyo HaMelech, Shagir Atzmos Aviv B'mita Shal Chavalim. That's a reference to Chizkiyo, who is willing to drag his father's bones on a bed of ropes in a way to humiliate his father who had done so many averos and hopefully get him a kapara. The esyirei Hashem yichabed zeyoshafat melech Yehuda shebishal shayirov Talmud Chacham haya omen mikiso. There's a reference to Yehoshafat, who was a melech, but when he saw Talmud Chacham, he would get up from his chair umechapko umenashko, and he would hug him and kiss him v'karilo, and he would call out to him. The gears over here, some have it, some don't. We'll read it. Avi, Avi, Rebbe, Rebbe, Mari, Mari. You call out to the Talmud Chacham in three Lashonos. Avi, Avi, Rebbe, Rebbe, Mari, Mari. Baruch Liner wonders that the Gemara in Kiddushin is mashma that it's asur for a melech to be mochlan as kavod for anybody. So how is he allowed to get up from his chair and be mochlan as kavod for a Talmud Chacham and start, he got up, he stood up for a Talmud Chacham. But a melech is generally not allowed to be mochlan as kavod. So Baruch Liner writes, based on Tosfos and Masechta Sota, that for Kavodas Shechina, a melech can be mochlan as kavod. In fact, why do we stand for Kaddish? Right, we learn it from, of all people, King Eglon, when Ehud, the left-handed warrior, came in. King Eglon, who was a fat guy, stood up from his chair when Ehud says, "I have a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu." So you see that you stand up when you hear the Shem Hashem. Even Eglon stood up. It's Kavod Chomer from Eglon. So that's what Mishnah Berurah quotes. Mishnah Berurah says that's why the Ashkenazic minhag is we stand for Kaddish. We're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The least we could do is stand up out of Kavod. So even a Melech stands up for the Kavod Hashchina. For the Kavod Hashchina, everyone stands up. And therefore, since he said Mari, where he was showing that he associated the Kavod of Talmud Chacham with Kavod HaMakom, who associates Kavod Talmud Chacham with Kavod HaMakom? That's the famous drush of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "I dashed in Kol Essen Shabbat Torah." Actually, who was it? Ben Zoma? Someone dashed in Kol Essen Shabbat Torah and was Porish once he got to Es Hashem Elok Echatira. Said, "What am I supposed to dash in? What goes along with Es Hashem Elok Echatira?" Achbar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva dashed. No, Es Hashem Elok Echatira LeRabos Talmidei Chachamim. So the cover for Talmidei Chachamim is associated in some way with the kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that he's allowed to be machlan as kavod for, says the Aruch Liner, to stand up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stand up for Talmud Chacham. Nishva laharav lo yamir, Krab Yochanan. Dam Rab Yochanan, ehebet anisa atshav lebesi. Like Rab Yochanan, who used to say that he would stay fasting until he arrived at his house. Why would he do that? So the Ben Yoyad explains, Rabbi Yochanan, when he would see the people from the Reish Galusa coming to invite him, he would always take a neder of a tainus till he gets back to his own house, before they had a chance to invite him. That way, when they invited him, he could say, "Sorry, I'm fasting today," and it won't be a lie. And then once they left, the neder would be batel because the neder would be batel because the whole siba for the neder was that he was going to be invited. Once the siba for the neder is gone, the neder itself would be batel. But even so, he wouldn't eat until he actually got home. So that was the tremendous honesty that he was nishba lahara v'lo yamir, that he was nishba, but still he didn't go against his shvua, even though the shvua itself fell apart. Kaspa l'nasa meneshech, afilu b'ribis of a kachavim. It says, Kaspa l'nasa meneshech, even for ribis of a guy, not even charging ribis for a guy. The Rambam writes, it's a mitzvah sasei l'hashech l'guy. It's a mitzvah sasei to charge ribis to a guy. So everyone asks, on the Rambam, that goes, Maimonios asks, how can, what does Rambam do with our Gemara? Our Gemara says that it's a great maila. This is Rambam, malvil love perkei alacha aleph. So they all ask, our Gemara seems to say it's one of the great 11 milos not to charge ribbis to a guy. So how could the Rambam say it's a mitzvah to say to charge ribbis to a guy? So the Maran Padova is metarets that when the Rambam says there's a mitzvah lahashek lovid chavim, what the Rambam means is that when you lend money to a guy, don't not charge ribbis. Meaning then there's a mitzvah to make sure you charge ribbis. But there's no mitzvah to go lend the money in the first place. You don't have to lend the money. Our Gemara is saying it's a great mila to avoid lending money to a guy so that you could avoid getting in the habit of charging ribbis in general. If you're going to, Adrab, our Gemara is a raya, don't lend the money to the guy, because if you do, you're going to end up having to charge ribbis. And if you charge ribbis, you're going to get in the habit, and then you're going to end up charging ribbis to a Jew as well. So that's the issue. V'shocher al naki lo lakach, kagon Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. That's the example of someone taking a bribe, someone avoiding taking bribes, is Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara Mesachas Ksuvos, all the way at the end, of Maseches Ksubas Daf Kufim Beis tells us that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi's sharecropper would bring him every Erev Shabbos a basket of fruits from the orchard. And one time he brought him on Thursday the basket of fruits. And Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi asked him, "Why did you bring me the fruits early?" The Aris said to him, "Because I have a Din Torah, so I figured once I'm coming to you already on, you know, a day early, why make the schlep an extra day?" And Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, "Sorry, I'm puzzled to be done your Din Torah, because you just bribed me. What? You gave me fruits that belong to me. What do you mean you bribed him? Yeah, but you gave it to me a day early, and even that he considered to be a bribe. Well, does anyone have a havmin that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi would judge incorrectly because he got a couple of fruits a day early?" Yeah, that no, but that's how makbid he was about taking bribes. Ksiv osa elu lo yimot liolam k'shayiram gamliel magil l'mikra zeh hayabachar. When Gamliel reached this pasuk, he would cry. This is the first crying we have in today's daf. It's going to come up. There's going to be more crying. Amar man da'avlu l'kulu hu d'lo yimot achadiminayu yimot. He says, wait a second. At the end of all this entire list, only if you do all 11 of these things, then you can make it. Otherwise, you're not going to make it. Amar le miksiv osa kol ela. Well, say elixiv. No, it doesn't say you have to do all 11. It says do these things. Even if you do just one of them, I'll prove to you that that's pshat. Because if you don't say that, ksiv krachrina, how you can explain the following pasuk? Al titamu b'kalel in the parsha of Arayos, after it says don't sleep with your sister and your mother and your father's wife and this one and that one, right? It says al titamu b'kalel. What, over there also? You think it's only if someone is deals with all of them that they become tamei, but not with one of them? So over there also, clearly it means achas mikalela, any one of the ones from the list. Over here also it means any one of the ones from the list. Came along and narrowed it down to six. So take phrase by phrase. That's what Avram Avinu someone who doesn't mock or embarrass his friend publicly. That's Dover Mesharim. Mois, I just got an email. Someone sent me, someone took with a, I guess their phone, they took a picture of a sign that was hung up somewhere in Flatbush, that if you were at Landau Shul at the 2:30 minyan on this day, and you were a bachur talking on the cell phone in the back, and I said to you, please go talk on your cell phone outside, I realize I embarrassed you publicly, please call me back, I need to beg mechila from you. This is Klal Yisrael, that we look for mechila, that we're very sensitive about embarrassing people publicly. So that's something to avoid. Mois pepetzo mea shakos kigon Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. That's a reference to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. What's the reference to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha? I don't remember. What is does Rivan say? It says Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Bebetzame Ashakos, yeah, Rabbi Shmuel. So look at Rivan Shalorat Lita Latzma Rashis Hagez, Shehevi Lawada Mechad, Shabal Ladun Lufanov. He wouldn't take the Rashis Hagez that someone brought for him, which is a matana that he's entitled to, because he was a Kohen, but since he was going to be the Dayan in the Din Torah, he wouldn't take it from that person. Noor Kapav Mitmok Beshochad, Kigon Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Noor Kapav Mitmok Beshochad is a reference to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, who, as we said before, his aris would bring him the basket of fruits. Otei mazlo mishmo adamim delo shama bezilusa d'sumi rabban v'shasik kigon Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. That like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would not listen to the to someone mocking at d'sumi rabbanan a tamun chacham and remain quiet. And the Rivan fills us in the story that it says in Bab Metzia Daf Pei Dalid that after he died, a worm came out of his ear. And his wife saw that, and she saw that in a dream, and said, "Oh my gosh, he must have been, what happened?" then he said to her, no, that which worm is coming out of my ears, because one time I heard someone making fun of it, and I didn't make a macha'a like I should have. Not that I didn't make a macha'a at all, but I didn't make a macha'a kidabayli like I should have. So you see that obviously if Tzadikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kichut asari, he treats them. So obviously this is something he was very careful about his entire life. V'otzimen of Miros Barah, a person should close his eyes from seeing evil. That's a reference to someone who doesn't look at women when they're doing the laundry, because the women would have to hike up their skirts to not get their skirts wet when they were doing the laundry and pull up their sleeves. The Gomer, such a person is gonna dwell on high. Fine. But Micha v'midin al shalosh. Then Micha came and knocked it down to only three things. T'chsev higi l'cha adam matov ma'ashem dorish v'micha kim asos mishpat v'avas chesed v'atznei alechas v'mashem alakecha. Asos mishpat zeh adin, avas chesed zeh gmilus chesadim v'atznei alechas zeh otzos ames v'achnos eskala. So those are the three things to worry about. The Aruch Lener writes that Micha mentions three things to corresponding to three very general categories of mitzvot. Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chavero, Ben Adam L'Atzmo. Mitzvot Ben Adam L'Atzmo is Asos Mishpat, that a person, every single action that he takes, he should weigh out whether it's just and right, Avil B'Kapo, that he shouldn't have anything wrong that comes to his hand. That's Ben Adam L'Atzmo. Mitzvot Ben Adam L'Chavero is Avas Chesed, obviously, Gmilus Chesedim you do with other people, and Ben Adam L'Makom, Vatznei Aleches, having a sense of tznius, of modesty, because that's an attitude toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person realizes that he has a sense of modesty because Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nothing. I think that was a pasuk in this past week's Haftarah, is that correct? I think it was the last pasuk in the Haftarah, so that's a good Daf Yomi coincidence. V'lo dvarim kal v'chomer umad dvarim shein darkan lasos mitzinen al Torah v'atznei aleches. If things that it's not normal to do privately, still the Torah says v'atznei aleches, like hotzas ameis and achnas kala, that we normally don't do privately, we normally don't do those things quietly, still it says you should do b'tznius. Dvarim shein darkan lasos mitzinen, all the more so things that are meant to be private, we should do b'tznius. Chazur Yishayov v'midrash shtayim. Yishayov came and knocked it down to two. Shemar Kamar Hashem Shemar Mishpat v'asu tzedaka. But Amos v'midrash alachas. Then Amos came along and knocked it down to one. Shemar Kamar Hashem v'asol darshuni v'chiyu. Maskef for Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Ema darshuni b'kala Torah kula. Maybe darshuni doesn't mean just one thing to be darish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe it means to darshan kala Torah kula. So it's not really one thing. It's everything. So Elabach Habakkuk v'midrash alachas. So if you want to knock it down to one, look at Habakkuk. Habakkuk knocked it down to one. Shemar v'tzadik b'amunaso yichya. Pasuk says tzadik b'amunaso yichya. Now it's interesting. There are other gemaras that seem like it could be knocked down to one. The Gemara in Shabbos, where the Ger comes to Shammai and Hillel, and what does Hillel tell him? That Madalach Sni the Chavrich Lo Savid Idach Perusha Zil Gemar. So he knocks it down to one. Don't do to your friend what you don't want done to yourself. Sounds like V'Yaftal Reicha Kamocha Zek Klal Gadol B'Torah. That's the one thing. So it seems that's a Klal Gadol in Ben Adam L'Chavero. But that still doesn't cover Bein Adam L'Makom. Meaning that many of the Mefarshim, Nekamar Masech Shabbos, say that Hillel was actually telling him two things. He says, you want to know how in the world you're going to be able to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So in terms of the Bein Adam L'Chavero, Madalach Sni L'Chavar Chalo Savid, in terms of the Bein Adam L'Makom, Zil Gemar, Idach Perusha, everything else, Zil Gemar, go make sure that you learn it. You do need to learn. You're not done yet. Right? So it doesn't seem that it really could be narrowed down to one in that way. There's a famous hakdama to the Ben Yoyada where he quotes a chazal that we don't know where it exists that says if you could come and knock it down to one, it would be a sakefes a boker tasa beboker as a that you bring one sheep in the morning for the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar and one sheep in the afternoon for the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. And the Ben Yoyada explains that the idea, it's not the Ben Yoyada, to the Ein Yaakov, the Akhtama to the Ein Yaakov, where he says, so where he explains that the idea of that medrash is that if you had to knock down Kol HaTorah Kula to one idea, it's to do something every single day, morning and afternoon, to be completely consistent. But again, we don't know where that chazal is. Fine. Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, Arba Gezeros Kaza Moshe Rabbeinu Alishal Bar Arba Neviim Bitlam. Moshe Rabbeinu made four Gezeros against on Klal Yisrael. Four Neviim came along or Mvatala. Moshe Rav Yishkon Yisrael Betach Badad Ein Yaakov Ba Amus Bitla. Shnemar Chaldona Mi Yakum Yaakov. Uksiv Nichim Hashem Al Zos. Moshe Amar Right, that's how the Chazal sometimes deal with with contradictions between Pesukim in Chumash and Pesukim in Navi, that they were actually coming to be Mvatal Takanos of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Amar Vibadtem Bagayim, Ba'ishayom Amar, Vahaya Bayamahu, Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol. We're not going to be lost amongst the nations. No, the day is going to come where we're Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol. Amar Rav Mistafina Mehai Krav, Vibadtem Bagayim. Rav used to say, I'm afraid of this Pasuk, Vibadtem Bagayim, Maskar Papa, Dilma Kavedam Spakeshes. No, maybe it doesn't mean that we're going to be lost forever amongst the Gayim. Maybe it means we're going to be like an Aved. That what happens when you lose something valuable, you're looking for it, you're always looking after it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to treat us like an Aveda, that he's always going to be looking for us. Says, okay, what really scares me is the end of the Pasuk. Eretz Aivechem, that the land of your enemies is going to consume you. Maybe it means like the Achila of Kishun Vidiluin, which somehow is not a bad thing, that they eat part of it and part of it you don't eat. So we're going to be partially consumed, but the rest of it, we're still going to, no matter how much we're consumed, we're still going to be intact somewhat. Some of us are still going to survive, and that's a good thing. These chachamim were traveling on the road, and they heard the celebrations of the Romans from 120 mil away. So they all began to cry. Rabbi Akiva Mesachik, but Rabbi Akiva was laughing. They said to Rabbi Akiva, what are you laughing for? He said, why am I laughing? Why are you guys crying? They said, why are we crying? These horrible human beings that are Ovid of Zara are experiencing security and happiness. And our Beis HaMikdash is burnt in fire. We shouldn't cry. He says, funny, that's exactly why I'm laughing. Look at how much success he's giving the people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the people that go against him. Can you imagine the kind of success we're in store, that he has in store for us? Another time they were traveling to Yerushalayim, when they reached Har Hatzofim, they all tore Kriya. And when they got to Har Abayis, they saw a fox coming out of the area of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Again, they started to cry, and Rabbi Akiva was laughing. If there's ever a Daf Yomi coincidence, this is it. That the Mamash, the day before we start the 3 weeks, we're reading about the reaction to the Churban Abayis. Amru lo, so the Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei ma ata mitzachik, why are you laughing? Amru lahem, Mipnei ma ata bochem, why are you guys crying? You must. The place where it says anyone who's not a Kohen who goes there will get killed. And now there are foxes there, we shouldn't cry. He says, that's exactly why I'm laughing. That it says, Uriah and Zechariah are my Edim. What does Uriah have to do with Zechariah? Uriah was in the first Mikdash, Zechariah is in the second Mikdash. The Torah relates the Nevuah of Zechariah to the Nevuah of Uriah. But Uriah ksiv l'chein, b'glalchem Tzion sadeh tachrash. By Uriah it says that Tzion is going to be a plowed over field. B'Zechariah ksiv, od yesh v'zekeinu v'zekeinus b'rachov v'yushalayim. By Zechariah it says there's going to be a geula where old men and women are going to sit in the streets of Yerushalayim. Before Uriah's Nevuah came true, I wasn't sure if Zechariah's Nevuah was going to come true, because I thought they were taller than each other. Now that Uriah's Nevuah came true, I'm much more confident that Zechariah's Nevuah is going to come true as well. And therefore the Chacham responded to him with the following Lashon. Akiva Nichantanu, Akiva Nichantanu. A double Lashon of Nechama that they say to him. Just one quick word. Everyone talks about why it says Akiva Nichantanu twice. Perhaps Akiva Nichantanu, what you just told us is a great Nechama, but your life story about how you yourself, you personally were a nobody once upon a time, as Gemara Ksuba says, and then you became this great Tzaddik, that's also Nechama, because what you're giving us Nechama about is no matter how dark the situation looks right now in Yerushalayim, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, things can always turn around. Hadron Lachelu and Elokin, Slutlam and Sekhus Makos, Mazel Tov, everybody.